Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Respected dear family members, we are studying about Hindu Dharma, Indian heritage, and Sanatana values and Sanatana Dharma that we are doing through understanding the Vedas and Vedic message. In the last class, when we were discussing about Vedic management, I concluded by saying Matra Devo Bhava, Pitra Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava, Atithi Devo Bhava are the messages given in our Vedas, where the mother, father, teacher and our nation, they are divine, holy, sacred in our mind. Today, I would like to go slightly deeper into the subject. One group of psychologists from California, it appears to us that one connected with California University, they have conducted a series of in-depth study on how the terrorism gets evolved in certain group, certain section, certain religious part in different part of the world. Certain communities highly attracted towards terrorism. Certain other communities neither support nor involve nor start nor instigate terrorism. Why this happened? The study went on for years together and finally they concluded in one statement informing that where the individual consciousness, social consciousness and cosmic consciousness do not conflict, do not contradict, do not confuse, and where the individual consciousness, social consciousness and cosmic consciousness exist complementary to each other, coexisting to each other, cooperating to each other, there terrorism will not come into existence. In that group where individual consciousness, social consciousness, cosmic consciousness contradict each other, there the possibility of terrorism is highest. They are complementing each other, there the possibility of terrorism is minimum. Now, through the Vedic angle and through the scientific angle, if we are analyzing what these three are, what is individual consciousness, whether we take human beings or animals or plant, any living being, you can see that each of them would like to live for long period, would like to enjoy the life, would like to have a positive approach and would like to earn, acquire more money, more wealth, more comfort, more food and more enjoyment and propagation through the creating next generation. Every tree, every animal, every human beings would like to flourish. That is the individual consciousness. What is the social consciousness? As a society, if you are seeing the Animal Planet channel, you can see the buffaloes, the bisons, the cows, the dogs, the birds, the butterflies, and the same type of plants. They coexist, move together. You can see elephants' herd. So they cooperate each other, complement each other, support and protect each other. They care and they share and they cure. So this is social consciousness for coexisting, cooperating and progressing, developing and getting the feeling of security, safety from the attack of other systems. So individual consciousness, whether plant or animal or human being, want to flourish individually. Social consciousness, the society would like to flourish as a group. That is why we can see many religious group come together, many caste group come together, many people working in the same factory come together, many people like passengers association and nurses association, doctors association, they all wanted to associate and flourish. Social consciousness. And what is cosmic consciousness? You can see just like the fish of the same family exist together, in the cosmic system, always the cosmic power allows coexistence, cooperation and collaboration and complementation. That is what the cosmic system allows others to do. Like hundreds, billions and billions of planets, solar systems, galaxies, they do not contradict each other. They always cooperate, never collide each other. And in the cosmic system, you can see the sun gives light to all plants, all animals, all the living and non-living system. The sun without partiality gives light and heat. And the cosmic system always perform unbiased and impartial way. When the rain falls, the water is uniformly distributed. When the air comes, the oxygen is uniformly distributed. The moonlight is uniformly distributed. The fruit of the plant is uniformly distributed by the cosmic system. And you can see in all the three, individual consciousness, social consciousness and cosmic consciousness, always constructive approaches are there, not destructive approaches. Always progressing is there, not a retrogression. Always development is there, not a degradation. Always motivation and appreciation is there, not a demotivation and a depreciation. Now, individual consciousness wise, elevating up, the Vedas tell you, Tejosi Tejomayi Dehi, Viryamasi Viryamayi Dehi, Balamasi Balamayi Dehi, Ojosi Ojomayi Dehi, Manyurasi Manyumayi Dehi, Sahosi Sahomayi Dehi, Mahosi Mahomayi Dehi. As an individual, O God, O nature, you are great. Make me great. You are famous. Make me famous. You tolerate everything. You give me the power to tolerate everything. And you have got endurance power. You give me endurance power. And you are impartial. Make me impartial. And you are known to everyone. O nature, you make me also know. So, ojosi ojomayi dehi, tejosi tejomayi dehi, manyurasi manyumayi dehi, mahosi mahomayi dehi, viryamasi, you are bold, so make me bolder. So, I want to elevate, progress, because I am the manifestation of the divine power. Aham brahmasmi. So, I want to elevate myself, always. I want to progress myself. That is individual consciousness. And you know, Srinvanda Vishwe Amritasya Putra, Vedic message. All human beings are the children of immortal. We never, never, never called any human being a sinner. Calling a sinner is the greatest sin in the world. Now you know, Pope in Vatican has agreed that it is Darwin's theory through which human got evolved. So the question of Adam and Eve story got wiped out. So the sin committed by the first human being got erased off. That story itself become like unrealistic, non-scientific, irrational. So human beings are not sinners. Srinvanda Vishwe Amritasya Putra, the son of immortality. Krinvando Vishwa Madhya, Vedic message. Make every human being glorious. So I am the manifestation of God. This individual consciousness in Vedas give you extremely positive approach. Only positive approach. Elevating the individual being with the confidence. Telling him that you are the manifestation of the God. And in the social consciousness, we say, Swasti prajabhya paribalayandam nyayena margena mahim mahisha gopyamanebhya shubhamastu nityam loka samasta sugino bhavandu. We never said, I should become happy. We said loka samasta, social consciousness, for positive approach. Loka samasta sugino bhavandu. We never said bharatiyaha samasta sugino bhavandu. We never said haindavaha samasta sugino bhavandu. We said loka samasta sugino bhavandu. Let you be a Christian or a Muslim or a communist or a Congress or BJP or American or Russian or Chinese or Sri Lankan or Indian. Let you be anyone in the world. Let you all be happy. Whether you follow Jesus or you follow Allah or you follow Lord Krishna, you be happy. We never said only my book is correct. We never said only my God is correct. We never said only those who worship Lord Krishna and Lord Rama will go to heaven. Others will go to hell. And we never said only Mahavishnu is the only savior. We never said in Vedas. What we said to the pupil, you know, Sarve Bhavandu Suginaha. Let everyone become happy whether you follow my religion or your religion. Sarve bhavandu niramaya. Sarve sandu niramaya. Let you become healthy with a strong mind and body. Sarve bhadrani pasyandu. It's a Vedic message. Let everyone living a glorious life. Sarve bhadrani pasyandu. Ma kaschit dukkha bhave. Not even a single individual in this world should become sorrow or unhappy. They should never suffer the pain. They should always be happy. So, social consciousness wise, we say that Tattvamasi, you are also the manifestation of God. I am the manifestation of God. You are also the manifestation of the God. So, you should flourish in this world. You should live a glorious life in this world. And we always prayed that Pashyem Sharadashyadam. Let us meet each other for 100 years. Jivem Sharadashyadam. Let us live for 100 years. Srinvam Sharadashyadam. Let us listen you for 100 years. Babruvam Sharadashyadam. Let us discuss for 100 years. Modem Sharadashyadam. Let us enjoy this life for 100 years. Not I alone. Not my family alone. But we all. All. So, we want to see that 100 years we live an extremely happy life. You know Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhor Bhavasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat. All the four Vedas contain this Gayatri Mantra. And see that, O Sun God, God Sun, you are giving light to all the celestial bodies. So you enlighten us, not me. You enlighten us. Whether we are Hindus, Christians or Muslims, enlighten us. Whomsoever chant Gayatri Mantra, Dhiyo yo naha prachodayat. Naha means aham avam vayam ma ma avam nav asmagam naha. Naha, we people. Enlighten ourselves. Make our life glorious with wisdom. Dhiyo yo naha. Dhi means wisdom. That's Veda Mantra tell you to do that. So Veda Mantra, social consciousness. Akashat padidam doyam. Yada gacchati sagaram sarvadeva namaskaram keshavam prati gacchati. Like water falling from the sky, become small stream, channels, river, and then ends in the ocean. All the human endeavor finally ends in the divine power. So individual consciousness, we say, extremely positive. It is not at all contradictory to social consciousness. Both flourishing together. Sarve bhavantu suginaha. So, dharmenaiva praja sarve rakshandisma parasparam. Through dharmic pathway, we cooperate, complement and protect each other. Rakshandisma parasparam. Rakshandi, protect each other. Manastho gedana yemana ayushmano goshmano vijay ashvesho dhirishah viran manurudravamito vadirha vishmando namasadeyamade arate gognavdapuru shagne chayatviraya sumnamasmede astu. Let us all have glorious, courageous, bold children for protecting our country. Let us have enough cows. Let us have enough horses. Let us have enough people to support each other. Let us live a glorious life. So you can see individual consciousness, social consciousness, complementary to each other. And see glorious pathways of the celestial consciousness. Vishwadas chakshuruta vishwado om go vishwado bahuruta vishwadas padam tam bahubhyam namadisam datraihi dhyava pradivijana yande vayika. The one God and the only one God which create all the system and told them to coexist and cooperate. So, Mitro Jananyadhayadi Bruvano Mitro Dhadara Pradivi Udadhyam Mitra Krishtira Nivishapi Cheshte Mitraya Havyam Grida Majyuhoda Prasamitra Marto Astu Prayaswan Yasta Aditya Shikshate Rudena Nahanyate Najiyate Tonto Nainamam Ghoshnotyam Di Tonadura Ada. O Sun, you are protecting this earth. You are protecting everything belonging to this earth and the celestial system. And we fold our hand and salute you. We offer these to you through the Havya Vahana Agni. You protect everything and we protect you and worship you. So the cosmic consciousness, we protect, as I told you yesterday, we are told to protect air by considering air as the divine manifestation. Namaste Vayo Tomeva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. Because air is common to all plants, all animals, all human beings. Dvipade Sam Chatushpade. Dvipade, all two-legged animals. Chatushpade, four-legged animals. You are giving that air to us. Balanced air. When carbon dioxide comes up, that will be taken by the plants. Oxygen will be released. That oxygen, utilizable for everyone in this world. Cosmic consciousness. No partiality. Sun has never said, S-U-N, sun has never said that, I am giving the light only for a section of people. Only for Hindus, sun never said. Sun never said, I am giving light only for Americans, never said. And Varuna Devata, the god of rain, that never said, my water should not be taken by leftist, my water should not be taken by Congress people, or it should be taken only by BJP or DMK. They never said. So cosmic consciousness, giving opportunity for everything to flourish, cosmic consciousness. Here you can see the individual consciousness. Hindus never said, only my religion is correct. Hindus never said, only my book is correct. Even as I told in the beginning, even Muhammad Ghazni invaded for burglary, for torturing Hindus. Still, Atithi Devo Bhava principle adopted by Hindus for giving them food and other thing. You know, Saint Francis Xavier, he was so adamant that only through Jehovah, Jesus, Hindus can go to heaven. Those who were reluctant to convert into Christianity, he killed 40,000 Hindus in Goa and nearby area and started new branch of Christianity, Latin Christians. 1,410 temples were crashed by him. Temples, Hindu temples. Still Indian Christians made him saint. In spite of his killing the Hindus for not accepting his God. We never did that. Hindus never did that. And you know, Shia and Sunni always fighting on the basis of religion. Protestant and Catholics fight on the basis of religion. Hindus never fought on the basis of religion. Why? Individual consciousness, social consciousness, cosmic consciousness, they exist complementary to each other. Kochi Maharaja welcomed the Jews from Israel and protected for 2000 years. India is the only country where Jews got protection and they got assimilated, mingled with the Hindu society. And the missionaries were welcomed to India. You know, Portuguese missionaries and so on. Why? Any concept of God is acceptable here. But they did the negative. You can see the Christian history. I am not telling anything against anybody. Muslim history. You can see the religious war. In the name of God, in the name of one book, in the name of Jehovah, just to go through Bible and Quran, you can see God killed millions of people in this. After reading these two books, I am telling you. But in India, dharma and adharma battle was there. Not on the basis of religion, not on the basis of God, not on the basis of religious literature, not for making you accept my religion, not for making you accept my God, not for making you accept my religious book. So Vedas tell you that individual consciousness should be Om Shanti, social consciousness Shanti, cosmic consciousness Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. We prayed Loka Samasta Sugino Bhavantu. Sai Baba devotees used to say Samasta Loka Sugino Bhavantu. You can do anything. So we enjoy the fruit of cooperation. That is what I told you day before yesterday. And yesterday, Sahana Vavadu, plural. Let us exist together. Let me and my family exist together. We never say. Even when the daughter-in-law comes to my home, we say, Samratni Bhava Nanandari Bhava Samratni. For all my people, you should become the queen. Told to the daughter-in-law, you should become the queen for my people. So the new entrant has given a positive message. And accordingly, the Vedic message got demonstrated through the life of Sri Rama, through the life of Lord Krishna, demonstrated through the life of Pandavas, demonstrated through the message of Rishis. So our Puranas are demonstrative textbook of Vedas. Our Itihasas are historical experiences of our Vedic messages. And you can see us, as Sri Narayana Gurudeva said, we never kicked anybody out, we only pulled everybody in. We allowed the Muslims to flourish in India, but Muslims did not allow the Hindus to flourish in Pakistan. Muslims did not allow to flourish the Hindus in Bangladesh. Even in Kashmir they did not allow. They are not allowing. And Christians do not allow Hindus to flourish, because individual consciousness of their religion do not complement the social consciousness. Social consciousness wise, they say to the society, you only accept my God, my book, my pathway, my religion, my church, my priest, my Jehovah, my Jesus, or my Allah, my Prophet, my Quran, my Kaaba. Hindus never said, you should go only to Kailas, only to Amritsar, only to Amarnath. You go anywhere. Hindus never converted anybody to Hindu Dharma. Why? Every pathway leads to ultimate truth. Even though it is becoming a weakness of Hindus nowadays, as a demonstration of their cowardness, I would like to say these three messages you should remember. Individual consciousness, as every individual is Amritasya Putra, Krinvando Vishwam Adyam, cosmic consciousness, social consciousness, Vishwam Bhavatyeganidam. Let this world become the nest of the birds, where all type of birds are there. All type of animals are living together in the surface of the globe. I am Mata Prithvi, Putroham Prithivya. This earth is our mother. And we are all cows, horses, lions, chicken, everything. The children of the mother, Mother Earth. And we pray to the sun god, Krishna Yanaja Savartamano Nimesha Yanna Amritam Martyam Jahiranya Yena Savidaradena Devo Yadi Bhuvanani Pashyanna. Oh sun god, you are looking to the earth and blessing us with your light and heat. You are blessing us. You are blessing us, not me alone. So you can see individual consciousness, social consciousness, cosmic consciousness towards positive, never towards negative. Cooperating, complementing, coexisting and collaborating. Never contradicting, never conflicting, never confusing and never going in a negative way. That's the Vedic message. That's why Vedas have been taken as the world heritage by UNESCO. Veda mantras are chanted in NASA. Veda mantras are chanted in the parliament session inauguration in America for the last 7 years. American parliament session. All the parliament members chant Veda mantras during Deepavali day. And 14 provincial assemblies in America chant Veda mantra when the assembly session starts. Many, many people are told to listen Veda mantras. When you are driving the car, for reducing your tension when you drive the very busy street, you are told to listen Veda mantras. As I told in the beginning, the musical effect of Veda mantra and the message of Veda mantra, two-pronged benefits are there for the Veda mantra. My request to you Hindus, you Christians and you Muslims, world over including atheists, listen to Veda mantras. Even though it may be difficult for you to understand initially the meaning, but I request you should listen Veda mantra. We have uploaded Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage, www.iishorg. All the Vedas are uploaded. Freely download and listen. So many other people have also uploaded that. You have to listen. You can listen. It is not contradictory to Jehovah or Jesus or Christianity. It is not opposing Allah, Prophet or Quran. It is not opposing anything. If you tell your people that you should not be heard, it is because of your fear complex. Only because of your inferiority complex. Only because of you want to impress your people that only your religion is correct. That creates the inferiority complex and insecurity. And you tell your people that they should not listen to Vedas. I tell you, the moment you listen Veda mantra, even without knowing the meaning of that, it will change your mind. It will. Mana eva manushyanam karanam bandham okshayoho bandhaya vishaya asattam muktam nirvishayam smritam. That mind, the thoughts from the mind, the action from the thoughts, the result from the action, the reward from the result will become positive. Not because of the blessings of the God, but because of the messages given in the Vedas, you will be flourishing. I'm sure I'm not a blind believer of anything. Due to the experiential knowledge, due to the experiments conducted by tens and thousands of scientists on Vedas, I'm giving you that explanation. With these words, I would like to express my thanks to you. Tomorrow we will be discussing about the scientific messages in Vedas. Thank you very much.